说。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share a few words for encouragement before we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名，在我们祷告之前，分享几句勉励的话。
I really love this hymn.
我真的非常喜爱这首赞美诗。
Because it gives us a picture of what life must have been like before sin came to this world.
因为它在我们脑筋所孵化的，就是在罪进入世界以前，人活着应该是什么样子。
We know immediately after Adam and Eve had sinned, the scripture says that the Lord God was walking through the garden and they could hear his footsteps in the cool of the day.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，圣经描写神行走在园中，而亚当夏娃听到神的脚声。
Can you imagine what that was like to be able to have walked with God through the garden?
我们不能想象我们亲自跟神在这个园中逛着是怎么样的一个感觉。
To be able to talk with him and listen to him.
能够这样的亲耳听到他说话，能够亲眼看到他。
You know, the most important times in our lives as Christians is when we are able to come before God in prayer.
我们身为基督徒，我们生命当中最重要的一刻，就是我们在神面前跪下祷告的时候。
Not a hurried or rushed prayer.
我们不是匆匆忙忙、随随便便的向神祷告。
But when we can set blocks of time aside, when we can share our deepest feelings of both joy and sorrow.
而是我们专注来空出时间，将我们的喜怒哀乐分享给神听。
When we can share our happiness and we can share our concerns with our dearest friend, the Lord Jesus.
将我们所有的苦难、我们的痛苦、我们的想法，用我们最亲密的朋友主耶稣来分享。
And、the more we talk with him, the more we know how he feels about all those things that are going on in our lives.
我们越是与他对谈，我们就越知道主耶稣对我们生命中的种种的东西的看法。
Can you imagine rushing through conversations with your husband or your wife?
我们想象一下，我们跟我们的夫妻随随便便说个话的这个感觉是怎样
？Or your children or your best friends?
或者是我们的儿女，我们最要好的朋友。
Day after day,
每天一天复一天都是这样。
For example.You get a promotion. You come home from work and say, "Honey, I got promoted today."
比如是说，你回家很兴奋，跟你的另一半分享，你知道吗？我今天加薪了。
She says, "Oh, that's nice, but I have an appointment at the beauty shop."
那他来跟你说，好好可以，我现在要去美容，没时间。
She rushes out the door.
然后这样匆匆忙忙跟你说个再见，就出了门。
Or perhaps.The wife comes home from the doctor's appointment.
或者是太太刚从医生的诊所回家。
She says, "Honey, the doctor told me I had cancer."
对，先生说，亲爱的，医生诊断出我的病是癌症。
And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that."
那先生说，这个实在不好。
But I'm late for my golf game.
可是我跟我的朋友要去打高尔夫球。
See, this kind of relationship we can never establish.A deep, intimate relationship with this kind of conversation.
我怕出到出门，如果我们跟我们最亲爱的人对话，只不过是这样，真的没办法投入，没办法深入。
There would be no bond. There would be no. There would only be distance and discouragement.
真的是拉不上真正的一个关系，只有疏远的一种感觉。
So in the same sense, we're not able to have this closeness with God unless we take some time to.To talk with him.
同样的，若不是我们花时间专门与神亲密交往，我们就达不到这种的亲密度。
And to laugh with him about the funny things that happen in our lives. Jesus had a sense of humor.
可以跟神一起来笑一些我们生命当中幽默讽刺的一些事。主耶稣本身有幽默感。
And to cry with him about the things that are breaking our heart.
也可以同时是我们心将我们心碎的东西与主耶稣分享。
But after we do this, it's very important that we just don't go on our way in a hurry.
那在我们愿意做这一些事的时候，很重要的，我们不要匆匆忙忙的离开。
Because if we spend time on our knees crying out to God, crying out to God, and then we get up and we just rush about our day.
因为我们如果 跪到神面前，痛苦的在那边哭泣，然后起来就匆匆忙忙的继续度着我们的生活。
We're still missing something.
还是好像有什么东西，我们有点失落。
Because during that prayer, at the very end of our prayer, the most precious time.Of all with God is still yet to come.
因为在我们祷告结束，其实跟神最亲密、最甜美的时候还未到。
And that's when we take time to listen.
那就是我们花时间来聆听神的声音的时候。
And then we pause.
然后暂停一下。
And then we listen some more.
然后再继续听。
Because effective and fruitful prayer with God must be a two-way.Conversation.
有果效、有功效的祷告，一定是双向的祷告。
When we're willing to do this, then we are getting to know the heart of God.
如果我们愿意这样忍耐的安静的去听主耶稣的声音，我们就会慢慢的来认识神本身。
And then He gives us the privilege of realizing what He is concerned about in our lives.
这样神会给我们一种意念，就是知道神在我们的生活中所关乎的是什么。
And then finally, we are able, after we tune our ears to God in prayer, we're able to visualize that this wonderful message that perhaps He has a calling for us and He wants to put it in our heart.
当我们侧耳倾听神对我们的话，我们也许就会发觉神对我们的呼召的内容真的是什么。
He might show His plan to us.In little bits and pieces.
也许他会将对我们生命的策划一点一点的向我们启示出来。
Or he might reveal to us all at once.
或者是一次就把它跟我们说清。
But either way, we must be willing to obey.
无论如何，我们必须愿意顺服。
Because then he is able to use us to represent his voice.
因为我们顺服之后，神就愿意。以我们来传达他本身的信息。
To be his hands and his feet to reach out to others.
愿意使我们当他的双手双足能够这样来触摸到别人的心。
To spread his love.
这样来展现他极大的爱心。
And to preach his good news.
然后传达他佳美的信息。
So the Lord Jesus wants to be our best friend.
主耶稣真的是想要当我们最亲密的朋友。
He wants us to sit with him.
他希望我们能够跟他坐在一起
，to talk with him，
跟他对谈
，but also to listen。
可是他也希望我们聆听他的话。
He urges us also to follow him。
主耶稣也叫我们要跟从他。
Whenever and wherever he may lead us, we must go。
无论何时何地，我们都必须跟随主。
And then we will be able to experience a full.Triumphant life.
如果这样，我们必定能够享受并且体验到得胜的人生。
So in our prayer today,
所以我们现在祷告。
Let us not only cry out to Him.
我们不只要在主面前呼求。
Take time to listen.
我们花点时间来聆听神的声音。
Calm your heart.
来安静我们的心。
And let His voice speak to your heart.
并且是。允许神的声音进入我们的心内。
Let us come forward to pray.
请我们到前面祷告。